The price of a gallon of gas in Jacksonville today is $2.59. That's the lowest it's been in over 4 years. According to our gas records at WLDS WEAI, the last time gas prices were this low was on September 27, 2010. On that day, the price was $2.59 a gallon. The WLDS WEAI news team took this opportunity to hit the streets of Jacksonville to see what kind of impact paying less at the pump is having on the community. Laura Bergman of Jacksonville says she will be putting the money she saves to good use on the holiday season.
Well, it's amazing because, you know, I can travel and not worry about the cost so much. And right now, I think everybody's thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I can funnel that money towards my Thanksgiving extravaganza and towards Christmas presents.
Cindy Anders, who lives in Bluffs but works in Jacksonville, is among a large group of people in West Central Illinois that commute to their jobs. Anders says she couldn't be happier with low gas prices because she's been saving around 10 bucks a week on gas.
I think it does make a big difference in things. The farther you have to drive, I think the more you're saving, so I think it would make a big difference.
Justin Francis recently moved back to Jacksonville and was shocked to see gas prices this low.
I lived in Chicago for the last 2 years, and gas has consistently been 30 to 60 cents more expensive per gallon than in Jacksonville. I've paid as much as $4.50 a gallon, and it never dropped below $3.25 until about a month ago. So you couple that with the lower gas prices and less driving in Jacksonville, you can really start to see the savings, and it can start to make an impact.
In Jacksonville, the highest recorded price for a gallon of gas this year was $3.87, and that was on June 16th. A year ago at this time, gas was $3.17 a gallon.
Leaves are falling and so are the temperatures. I'm Colleen Doyle, and you should call my dad, the Irish plumber, to get your house ready to face old man winter. Call the pros at Doyle Plumbing and Heating. They can get your heating system up and running right, so you can enjoy the warmth of home this winter. Doyle Plumbing and Heating, the oldest and most trusted company for heating in the Jacksonville area. And if you see Patrick, tell him to get ready for leaf breaking.
Jacksonville police made one arrest today. 32-year-old Greg Smith of the 200 block of West Independence was arrested in the 1600 block of Lakeview Terrace at around 7:30 a.m. for obstructing a peace officer. Smith has been released on bond. A California man remains in custody after allegedly tossing a duffel bag full of marijuana out of a car during a high-speed police chase in Morgan County last night. 44-year-old William Vaughn of North Highlands was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1:45 this morning for cannabis trafficking, possession of more than 5,000 grams of cannabis, and aggravated fleeing or eluding police. According to Chief Deputy Mike Carmody, Vaughn was pulled over driving eastbound on Interstate 72 by Deputy Derek Suttles just after midnight after Suttles observed Vaughn crossing the right fog line. Vaughn apparently fled the traffic stop after the deputy went back to his squad car to run information. Carmody says Suttles pursued Vaughn and enlisted the help of two other deputies. He says Vaughn discarded a duffel bag containing about 12 pounds of what's believed to be cannabis about 8 miles into the chase. Vaughn reportedly drove for a total of 15 miles, and the chase ended in the westbound lane after Carmody says Vaughn used an emergency turn area, but not before he apparently was speeding in excess of 100 miles per hour at times. Carmody says deputies were eventually able to get the vehicle stopped and take Vaughn into custody without further incident. He says the street value of the drugs is estimated to be around $36,000. A small amount of cash was also seized. Bond will be set for Vaughn tomorrow. He remains in custody at the Morgan County Jail. Illinois College is inviting the public to tour the newly renovated Khalaf al-Habtur archives on Friday. The facility has been relocated to the first floor of the Shuey Library and has been expanded to improve archive storage capacity. The archive also provides research space and an office for archive staff and student workers. According to Illinois College Associate Professor of History, Jenny Barker Devine, the archive facility will contain a number of historic materials. The college has a collection of uncataloged rare books, including 30 books produced before the 1500s, a law book signed by Abraham Lincoln, and 4 letters of authorized by President Lincoln in Washington, D.C. There are also 6 boxes of records pertaining to the Jacksonville Female Academy and over 100 taped interviews with Jacksonville residents and Illinois College faculty and staff. The Preserve, Share, Produce Humanities initiative is still in progress, and IC hopes to reach the goal of raising $146,000 to hire a full-time archive worker and provide research support for faculty and visiting scholars to explore the archive holdings. Tours will take place from 4 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. There's a new bill to raise the state's minimum wage several times over the next 3 years, and John Gregory has the report.
State Senator Kimberly Lightford is introducing the legislation, which would raise the rate to $10 per hour in July 2015, followed by 50-cent increases in both 2016 and 2017. Lightford believes that's in the spirit of the advisory referendum the voters supported, even if that ballot question only mentioned raising the rate to $10.
We wanted to take a question to the pollsters to find out from the people actually voting what did they believe would be beneficial. So I see it as my basic minimum. That's my bottom line. That's the floor question.
Lightford hasn't set a date to call the bill, only promising to do so before the end of the year. This is John Gregory.
Governor-elect Bruce Rauner plans to be in Springfield for veto session today. He won't be lobbying in support of any bills, though. His staff says he'll be meeting with lawmakers instead and laying out framework on how they can work together in the future. Rauner has already spoken with more than 50 lawmakers since Election Day. He's also looking for qualified people to join his team. He says he wants to make Illinois the most compassionate and competitive state in the nation, and he wants to hear from anyone who has a goal in mind. Rauner says he'll hear your ideas no matter which political party you're identified with. Anyone who has ideas or would like to apply for a job can check out makeillinoisgreat.com.
This is Sue Palliser, consumer banker with People's Bank and Trust in Waverly and Palmyra, your financial partner for a lifetime. Whether it's college, your first home, a vehicle, or retirement investments, our expert consumer bankers are there for you every step of the way on life's journey, and they have the experience and products to guide you toward the attainment of your financial goals. I want to be your banker in Waverly and Palmyra, and we also have consumer bankers in 9 other locations for your convenience. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
Have you made funeral arrangements but are now having second thoughts about the funeral home where you made them? If so, Dawes Family Funeral Home honors pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. If you have an existing contract that you wish to transfer or make other arrangements, no problem. Dawes Family Funeral Home is here.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention at this time. Ruth E. Cross, age 88, of Jacksonville, died on Wednesday at Pasadena Area Hospital in Jacksonville. Ruth Ellen Cross. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday at First Presbyterian Church in Jacksonville. The family will meet friends following the service at the church. Private burial will be held at Diamond Grove Cemetery. Harvey Solomon, age 98, of Heritage Manor in Carlinville and formerly of Palmyra, died Wednesday at Heritage Manor. Harvey Solomon. Arrangements are pending at Stolznitz Chapel in Palmyra. Thomas Albert Spradlin, age 77, of Jacksonville, died Tuesday at Heritage Health in Jacksonville. Thomas Albert Spradlin. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at Williamson Funeral Home with burial at Diamond Grove Cemetery. The family will meet friends from 9 a.m. until the time of service Saturday at the funeral home. Dee Pruitt, age 81, of Jacksonville, died Wednesday at Heritage Health in Jacksonville. Dee Pruitt. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Friday at Williamson Funeral Home with burial at Diamond Grove Cemetery. The family will meet friends from 11 a.m. until the time of services Friday at the funeral home. And a funeral mass will be held for Henry L. Schuckenbrock, and that will be at 10 a.m. Friday at St. Michael Catholic Church in Greenfield. Henry L. Schuckenbrock. Burial will be held at St. Francis Catholic Cemetery in Jerseyville. Visitation is going on today until 7 p.m. at the church. The Shields Bishop Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. 33 degrees and fair in Jacksonville. A full look at the forecast is coming up next. Reminder, local news at this hour was made possible by Doyle Plumbing and Heating, and Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.